Dan, what did researchers learn about social media posts that spark moral outrage in people?
If I may, I'd like to back up a minute and talk about moral outrage. When you think about what happens when we read the news and we react to it, we have a visceral, a bodily reaction. That's moral outrage. It's, you're violating my sense of morality, or the article. So what happens when that gets sparked? If the article just triggers this anger, what they find is people are more interested in it because the affect is so high, but they're less likely, A, to do anything, and even get signatures on petitions. So this moral outrage does not promote action.
So I might repost something that I see, I might hit the like or thumbs up button or whatever, but it doesn't mean I will actually do anything right about the thing.
Yeah, you know, you can flip it around. We call it moral outrage, but you could flip that around. That's really righteous indignation, and righteous does not feel good. You know, when you're thinking underneath it all, I'm right and they're wrong, it accomplishes nothing. You don't learn anything and nothing changes.
So if my goal is change, if my goal is to do something about whatever it is that I'm outraged about, what could I consider doing instead?
You use a word that I don't think people think about, and the word is goal. I think people just read what makes them feel emotional. We don't think in terms of a goal. And I think that word is so very important. You know, if you want to change the world, if you want to change your environment, do something.
When we are consuming social media, it often feels like a very passive activity, but it can still be very stressful, and it can also be hard on our bodies, on our system. What is the actual impact of that endless scrolling and getting morally outraged?
Well, that's exactly it. You said it. When you read an article like that and you have emotion, check out your body. See how your body feels. And then take a look at your brain, your mind. Have you learned anything that's going to nurture your soul? Just the opposite. So be close to yourself. Monitor yourself. I mean, think about it. When you're angry, you've got cortisol going, you know, all the stress hormones. That level of affect hurts one's body.
By comparison, when people are out in the community, when people are volunteering, helping others, how does that impact us?
It's the opposite, Mike, and that does nurture our soul. That does help us feel more connected. And when we give to others, it increases our energy. That moral indignation goes away. It's what I talked about earlier. It's just human to human. Let's do this together. Even little things, when somebody looks at me and smiles and goes over to a door and opens it for me, I mean, I feel known and understood and cared about. But the person who opened the door got as much out of that tiny interaction as I did, if not more.
Thank you, Dan.
My pleasure, Mike. And